okay if you can go see what's out there for me?
No. I mean, I didn't really ever have any discussions with the Browns about being traded or wanting to be traded.
Now that it's all over and you've looked into it, how close were you to being traded, do you think?
Well, from what I heard from our fantastic beat reporter, Mary Kay Cabot, who told us there was a third and a fifth round switch issued. When I talked to Pat after the trade deadline, he didn't really give me the specifics other than Denver called, we were listening, you know, they offered some good things, but that we felt it wasn't enough, basically, was kind of the gist of the conversation. And it wasn't until Mary talked to me after the Thursday game that she said there was a third and fifth round switch issue, and then time just expired. So I guess it was close from those reports, and I haven't heard anything differently. I never really even asked my agent what the story was, because I don't even know if he was really involved in that late hour trade. But I guess it was kind of close. But I guess close only matters in a few things. And I'll leave that cliche to somebody else.
I guess the Browns have to listen if the Broncos call, right? But are you disappointed that they would say,
No, I'm happy. I like that the Browns like me because I like being here and I like my teammates and my coaches. And there's a lot of unfinished business for me here. And I'm really happy to continue my career. And I know a lot of guys really, really would do anything to get out of a losing situation, but that's not my mentality. I want to be here to try to turn it around. And, you know, we're 2-7 right now. That's not a good record. Many people would say you don't have anything to play for the rest of the season, but for me,